In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good evening. So good to see you. It's nice. I see a number of you have already received your ashes, so that's really a good sign. Good sign to see how now you're coming to Mass, because you love the Mass. Because you love He who is the Mass for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Good to see you today. I can't tell you how excited I am for today. That's why I started Lent last week, because I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait, because this is the best time of the year, the most exciting time of the year for us. In fact, this morning I woke up, I was supposed to wake up really early. Instead, I woke up an hour after I was supposed to. I had to throw everything into high gear just to make it in here, and that didn't change my day at all. I said, God, you know what you're going to do with me today. Maybe I needed that extra hour because it's going to be a rough day in some way. You know what you're doing. Today is like this greatest day of the year. Why? Because it's a day when we're not alone. Sometimes as Catholics, we can think that we're all alone in our faith. Why? Because what do? It's a bad trait, but it's a Catholic trait. We like to keep our faith to ourselves. We like to keep it interior. You can live your whole life with a Catholic switch, which is a sad thing, and never know that the person that you're working with shares the same faith as you. Because we're not like our Protestant brothers and sisters who shout it from the rooftops. We keep it private. But today is the day. Today is the one day where it's really, really tough for a Catholic to hide. Where we let our faith out. Where we do something that brings us together and shows that we're not alone in our faith, but rather we have others. It was my favorite day when I was at UNM. Why? Because when I was at UNM going through the school, I didn't know my faith very well, but on Ash Wednesday, I went to the first Mass that I could find, and then after that, I could see everybody else who went to Mass. Say, oh, he's got ashes, she's got ashes, they've got ashes, and we do that little head nod, noticing to each other, like, you went to Mass, awesome, you're Catholic, so good. We know each other. We have that connection to us. It shows us that we're not alone within our faith, and we're not alone at all. And that's why it's good that all of us are here today. It's really good. It's really good to be present, because today's the day where we can really, it could just as easily be called Hardcore Catholic Day, because we're coming to Mass on a day when we don't have to, but we do because we know that there's something wrong with us, that we know somebody who knows how to fix that. And so we come in penitence today. When I was going into the prison for a while today, when I was going at the assisted living facility today, there were lots of people that asked Deacon and me, that came up to us, and they said, oh, Father, Ash Wednesday, what's that all about? That ashes, what does that mean? Why are you doing that? And so it gave an opportunity for us to talk about it. And we need to know, how many of us Catholics don't understand the signs, the symbols, the things that we do? And because of that, so many go away because they don't understand how great it is that we have in our beautiful traditions, passed down from apostle to apostle, to bishop, throughout the centuries, down unto us today, 2,000 years later. Why is it that we do this whole dust and ashes thing? Do you know where that comes from? You see, in biblical times, in the times of Christ, in times of Scripture, what happened was that they'd wear sackcloth and ashes often. And what it did was it marked for an individual as a person as a low point in their life. It marked as a turning point in their life. What would happen is that the prophet, just like in the Joel that we had today, where it says Joel turns and he comes and they need a change. A prophet tells them that they need to fix their lives. Or an individual will come to a place and say, I can't believe I sunk to those depths. I need to go in a different direction. They come to a realization that, look, my life is a disaster as it is right now. And unless I change, I'm just going to keep banging my head against that wall. Unless I do something different, if I keep going down this way, my life is going to end this way. And I don't want the last chapter of my life to be written like it is today. And so I need to change. I need to do something differently. That's why we have that first reading that we had right there. First reading from Joel, how does it begin? What are the first lines in there? You can read it. It's on page 77, or in Spanish, it's on page 88. What does it say? It says, even now, says the Lord, even now return to me with the whole of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Turn to me now. Return to me. Even now. What it's saying is it's saying, don't be stuck in the things that you've been doing before. Even now you can do a turn. The last part of that passage says, today is the day of salvation. Come back to me. It's an encouraging thing for us. encouraging thing for us, because we're not alone. Today is a day where everybody in this room is saying, I've screwed up. I know the way back home is with Jesus. And so I'm going to stay with Jesus today. Pope St. John Paul II. Pope St. John Paul II talked often about shame that happened. He would frequently mention the third chapter of Genesis, where shame entered into the human existence. Before that, human beings knew no shame. That's the fall of man. And in that fall, what he talks about is he says there are two reasons why human beings fall into shame. You know what those are? There's that first bit of shame that says, I need to cover myself up because I'm embarrassed. That's a negative sense of shame. I've done something. I can't believe I did that. I got to cover and hide. But there's another sense of shame. This other sense of shame is a shame that is a result of, man, I'm missing something inside. That's good. It should be there. And so I'm ashamed because it's not there. Because I don't see it there the way that it should be there. And I think that's the kind of shame that you and I need to come more and more often to God with. Yeah, we got to cover stuff off. We've done things wrong. But unless we understand what good there is supposed to be inside, then we don't get it at all. Some people, when they come to confession often and they say, Father, look, I don't know what to confess. I'm a pretty good guy. I'm a pretty good gal. I don't really know what to confess. I don't really do much on there. And I think that the real problem isn't that they just don't know what their sins are. That's not what the problem is. The real problem that's going on there is they have a lack of a knowledge of how good it's supposed to be inside them. They bought into a lie about themselves that says that they're just going to continue on in this existence, which is all right. But you're not made for all right, brothers and sisters. You, each of us, are made for greatness. From the very first moment of our baptism, we are made for greatness in Christ. God has made us to be great, and our sins are the way in which we've resisted God's own plan of greatness in our souls. And he's calling us back. That's why he says in Joel there, come back to me with all your heart, even now, even today. Because today is the day of salvation for all of us, no matter where we've been before. That's what we need to see in this Lent. We need to see that, yeah, I do love things that I shouldn't love. But even more than that is that I should be better than I am. Because God has called me to be better than I am. And he wants to help me to be better than I find myself today. Because it doesn't mean that I'm so bad. That's not why I'm here today. It means that I could just be so much better. That's what our Lord wants to bring us to a reality today. The ashes that we wear on our head. The ashes that some of us have today already. What is our Lord speaking to us? What are these ashes all about? They have two purposes. One is, yeah, I've done wrong. I've done bad. I wear these dirty ashes because my soul has been dirtied. My sin. But also at the same time, there's a second purpose. The second one is that these ashes are formed in the sign of the cross. Why? This dirty thing is on my face in the form of a cross. Why is that? It's saying this because even in the midst of my sin, even in the midst of my unworthiness, even in the midst of everything that I've done wrong in my life or has ever been done to me, Jesus Christ still claims me as his. You see, that's Jesus Christ's signature on my forehead. He makes that sign on me, claiming me as his own, even when I'm in sin. He doesn't just claim the good things about us, the ways in which we succeed, the things that we do, it's right. He doesn't just claim those things. He claims even our sins, and he says, those are mine. You've done those things, but I'm taking them on myself to the cross. And I'm going to take care of them there for you. Those are mine too, not just your good things. In just a few minutes, when I give you those ashes, when Deacon gives you those ashes, he's going to say one of two things to you. He's either going to say, you are dust, and unto dust you will return. Or he's going to say, repent and believe in the gospel, as he traces that sign of Jesus' cross, the saving cross, upon your forehead. Those are the words you're going to hear from the priest, from the deacon. But Jesus Christ is going to say a different word to you, and that's the one you need to hold on to, the one thing that you need to hold within your soul, and it's just one single word. We've shared it many times before. What he says to you is this. As he traces that sign of the cross on your forehead through the hand of Father, through the hand of Deacon, he says, mine. He makes that sign on your forehead and he says, mine. You're mine. And that's the word that we need to hear. That's why we need to repent today, because we belong to Jesus Christ. We don't belong to ourselves. He wants us to look more and more like Him, so He puts His mark upon us in holy baptism, and again traces it here in ashes on Ash Wednesday, because we've soiled that mark within our soul. But He wants to bring it back to us. The image of the cross on our forehead is a reminder, yes, of our sins, but it's also a reminder of the price tag that Jesus Christ, Savior of the universe, was willing to pay just so that He could win us back. Today, when you're coming to Mass today, you may think that you're not where you want to be today. Well, that's why we have Lent. We have Lent because of that. For that very same reason, what are we embarking upon this Lenten season? Every Tuesday in this parish, from 11:30 a.m. till 1 p.m., I'm going to be right there in the back, hearing confessions, praying and waiting for souls to return to Jesus Christ. You're free during your lunch hour. Get right with Christ. He offers that to you, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness when you go to confession. We're going to have confession, actually, every single day that we have Mass. We're going to have Mass every single day at the same time. You made it today, make it every day. 5:15. At 4 p.m., we're going to start with Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, Exposition. At 4:30, I'm going to be back there again hearing confessions until I have to come celebrate Mass. And every single Friday, we're going to pray together the Stations of the Cross to walk with Jesus through the mysteries of His Passion and Death. And during that time, I'm again going to be in the confessional until there aren't any more penitents. There's no excuse for us not to get right with God. He says, today is the day of salvation. Come back to me. Return to me even now with the whole of your heart, because the past doesn't matter. I'm doing something new. Can't you see it? Can't you see what I'm trying to do within you? We're going to have the Eucharistic Miracles exhibit, a Vatican exhibit that's going to be here from March 22nd all the way until Passion Sunday, about Jesus really being present in the Eucharist. You can visit it every day if you want, meditatively. And we're going to have the first week of April, that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And Wednesday, we're going to have a parish mission with priests from all over to come and help hear your confessions. We have so much going on here. And our Lord draws us little by little into Himself. That's what our Lord has here. So when somebody sees your ashes today, maybe you encounter them in the T&D or in the restaurant or wherever you go, they see your ashes, they may say to you, why you got ashes on your face? You think you're holier than the rest of us? What makes you think that you're better than us? Because you got ashes on you. Here's your reply. When you hear them say that to you, you say, I'm not. That's wrong. I know I'm not better than anybody else. The ashes mean just that I'm a sinner. But that cross, it means that I have a Savior. Those ashes mean that right now I'm not what I'm supposed to be. But that cross means that there's somebody who believes in me, that there's somebody who believes in me so much that He's willing to reform me, that He's really ready to reshape me, to remold me, so that I can be more and more like Him. Pope St. John Paul II said when he went to Toronto in 2002, he said, look, you are not the sum of your weaknesses and your failings, your sins. You're not the sum of that. What you are the sum of is your true capacity to be conformed to the image of the Son, which is Jesus Christ. You're not your weaknesses and your failings, but rather you are, as you can be, formed in the very image of Jesus Christ. That's what He's called you to be and claims you as even today. We're in Lent. We got 40 days together. God wants to show you and me what He's made us for. And so now's a chance to give Him a chance to make Himself real to you in this Lent. Because when Jesus Christ sees you, He doesn't see you as a bunch of screw-ups. He sees you as someone who just doesn't know right now how great in His eyes you are. That's what He wants to show you. And as Catholics, we're not in it alone. We journey together. And in this Mass, He calls us together to Himself. Let's take up the challenge. Let's walk with Him and each other in Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.